Next week, volunteers will spread across Anchorage to survey and identify the most at-risk individuals of the city's chronic homeless. The ultimate objective is to place as many of these vulnerable individuals as possible into housing before winter. KSKA's Len Anderson has the story.
Catholic Social Services Executive Director Susan Bomaleski says the survey is only the first of several steps in a larger campaign. Catholic Social Services is a member of the Anchorage Coalition on Homelessness, the group coordinating the survey. When completed, the registry, as it's also called, will set each respondent on a vulnerability scale. The index was developed by Harvard University researcher Dr. James O'Connell. He found certain elements put some living on the street at greater risk than others. Bomaleski says among the most influential factor is the length of time on the street.
Because the number of years on the street is associated with probably not getting adequate nutrition, your body being stressed, things like that. Then there's medical conditions. Do people have respiratory conditions, or maybe they have chronic foot injuries, high blood pressure, conditions that if you're living on the street, you're not likely to get them treated. And then, of course, there's mental health issues, there's substance abuse issues.
Other elements include institutional history, jail, prison, hospital, and military, patterns of shelter use, and previous housing situations. After ranking the individual, the agencies will try to persuade the highest at risk to accept housing and services designed to help them. Bomaleski says one likely housing opportunity will be the Carlick Manor in Fairview, set to open this fall. The Anchorage Coalition on Homelessness needs about 100 volunteers, divided into 10 survey teams. They're still a little short of volunteers, but hope to be at full rank by Monday afternoon's 4-hour training session. The rather lengthy training session is necessary because not only do volunteers need to learn about the survey contents, but how to establish rapport with the homeless after waking them up.
It may sound crazy, but the survey takes place from 4 to 7 in the morning. You've got to be able to relate to people. They want to get the people, especially in the camps, before they would leave for the day.
The interview and time guidelines come from the National 100,000 Homeless Campaign. The goal is to find and house 100,000 chronically homeless individuals across the nation. The national group set Anchorage's target at 5, a figure Bomaleski finds too low for local homeless and the city's needs. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.